The holidays are here, which means the new year is tomorrow. Oh my gosh. Now, listen, most of us have done all right coming off the seasonal depression year of 2020. And with so much happening in this short time, let's take a walk down memory lane. Now, you know those plates that you keep grabbing this winter? Grab a seat at this table and taste some of these hot topics. Because what I got, oh, it's tasty.
Okay.
No, I'm sure you forgot, missed it, or simply just don't give a damn. But hear me out, okay? These are some of the 2021 moments that brought us cheer and chaos. Now, you know what they say, the second time's a charm. Or maybe it's a third. I don't really know. But call me a sucker, because I am all for the reunion of J-Lo and Benny from the Block. Wait, can we call him that now? I feel like they've been together long enough this time. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I was a bit young when they first started bumping and grinding, so I'm into it this go round. And I really can't help but feel as if maybe these two crazy kids were meant to be. Bring on the fedoras, the juicy tracksuits, somebody call Paris Hilton, and let's pop them collars like it's 2003, because that's what it feels like with them. And if that's not it, I really just want Jennifer Lopez to simmer down in her hot pants, because the way she bounces from relationships, woo, it gives me anxiety. Wait, has anybody checked on A-Rod? Oh. It's been a very public year for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett as they keep oversharing details about their sex life. Now, so much that we could write a book about it. Oh yeah, Will Smith does have a book out if you're interested in that. But anyways, Will revealed that he used to gag and even vomit after sex. Jada says that she finds it hard to maintain a good sex life with her husband, and there was the entanglement some time ago. It's just a lot, okay? And well, people have had enough, and there has been a petition going around this year to stop interviewing the Smith family. And there are thousands and thousands of signatures on this thing, but I know one thing. As long as Jada Pinkett is sitting at that red table and Will Smith keep dropping projects, we gonna hear about their candy-coated nights, okay? Somebody call Candy Burris and get them over there to talk about orgasms. I hope you can hear her now, Queen Elizabeth, because I have to say, the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview with Oprah Winfrey shook me to the core. We've never gotten an inside exclusive about what is happening inside of the kingdom happening over in England. And it's also very interesting because in our own way, we're seeing history being made yet aligned with Princess Diana at the same time. After this interview, I really did truly like them even more. Chills, okay, some of my favorite parts. Chills ran down my spine when Oprah asked Meghan, were you silent or were you silenced?
Were you silent or were you silenced?
I mean, gag. I will never get over Oprah's hairline in that interview. It was something so mythical happening, but that's besides the point. Anyways, also, the conversation of racism happening over there in England with patriarchy, it was just very groundbreaking, and there was a lot of threats that were coming at Meghan. Meghan opened up about her sister trying to take money and her dad coming out of nowhere after she is now a part of the English family. It was just very groundbreaking, and I really love the English tea that was spilled, and I really do think that this is a couple that will last forever, but they need to stay protected because we know what happened to Princess Di. DaBaby almost got canceled this year, or he's canceled to some. I honestly lose track. Clap if DaBaby is canceled. No, but in all seriousness, this year he did go left at Rolling Loud, where he made some truly bizarre and offensive comments about queer people, as well as those living with HIV and AIDS.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't suck in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air. Let's be real.
And a lot of people actually stood up against this nastiness. Unfortunately, some sided with him, and he apologized, but you know how that can be. It didn't seem too authentic whatsoever, and although he said that he would donate to some HIV-type organizations, stories came out that he never followed through. He also presented some toxic masculinity and toxic interactions with another baby mama of his child, Danny Lay, on Instagram. It's just a lot of unnecessariness and a lot of drama coming from DaBaby, and tons of homophobia, tons of transphobia, etc. this year from him and the masses. I mean, somebody call, I forget that young lady's name, somebody call the lady with the Gorilla Glue and give him some, and maybe he can shut up. What's next? Oh, the women of R&B made a comeback with Jasmine Sullivan and Summer Walker, getting the girls in their feelings, leaving these boys and feeling more comfortable with herself. Jasmine also announced a tour, and we love to see it. You know, she can sing down. And speaking of Jasmine Sullivan, I actually saw her this year for, yeah, the first time ever at this year's Insecure Fest, and it was so beautiful to see all my people belt out the songs, to see her grace the stage. I mean, Yvonne Orji was up there. Issa Rae was up there on stage, lit. I mean, turnt. It was a really good time had by all. The food was fooding. The drinks were, oh my God, the drinks were so strong. I mean, the drinks were strong. And you know, I love a good drink. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, whew, it was a lot. And you know, it was my first time going, but it was also the last one of its kind. Oh my gosh. Which brings me to the end of an era. Insecure. We are watching season 5, which Issa Rae calls season 5. And so if you're not watching right now, you're really the odd one out. The show has brought us together for 5 seasons and has presented modern day representation for the culture through real life experiences, especially living in LA. You know, they out here. And so it's also like really cool to kind of see that similarity. But I know that she has more stuff for us in the works. She gave us The Suite Life, HBO on Max or whatever this year. I went to the premiere. It was fun. Issa Rae was sitting right here. Oh, yeah, Issa Rae was sitting right here. Yvonne Orji was sitting right here. You know, Yvonne Orji, she be acting a little weird, but we still like her. But I like that show. It's about them kids over there in Inglewood. I heard some negative whispers, but I find it funny. I do think that, Issa, you can put me in the show to kind of stir it up a little bit because they are missing some spice. But I like the show. The rise of the pop girl Holy Trinity finally happened. Britney Spears is free. Free Britney all year is what we were championing. And this one needs no explanation because after 13 years, she can drive her own car, buy her own candles. Speaking of, I went to the Bath and Body Works the other day. They have the annual sale that just happened and I grabbed 9 of them things. I mean, I walked in, I walked out. And so they were like, normally $25. I got them for $10. I'm sorry, this is not QVC. Anyways, Britney Spears can now go to Bath and Body Works as well, and let's say a little prayer, tell her own story. And I really want Oprah on this one ASAP. I'm still very alarmed by all those jittery Instagram dance videos that she does, but I'm sure that's what pills and, you know, conservativeship would do to you. So I think that this one is really good for her, and I will always think of the family, as Wendy said, death to them all.
Ooh. And you too, Mrs. Spears, death to all of them.
Oh. So we've said it before, we'll say it again. She is stronger than yesterday. Also, Lindsay Lohan is starring in a movie again. That's totally cool. Glad she's working and not twerking. Nobody needs to see that. And then even though the stars are crazy and even though the stars are blind. No, the gods are crazy and the stars are blind. What's those lyrics from that Paris Hilton song? You know it. Our girl Paris Hilton, she's finally married. She married the love of her life, and I am super excited for her. She is like 40 years old, and she's really been wanting this to work out. So shout out to our three, no, I can't say blonde girls, because Lindsay Lohan's a redhead. Shout out to my white girls. Bear with me as I dash through these stories, as these people are always in the headlines. Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended this year, and they did their first reunion with Andy Cohen. Kim and Kanye, I refuse to call them Kim-ye, it just sounds annoying, filed for divorce. Kim also hosted SNL with record-breaking views and actually held it down. Khloe has her third face, has like 2 of my tweets, and is still desperately trying to make work with a guy who keeps cheating on her. Kourtney finally closed the door on Scott with a hot girl summer and is engaged to her friends with benefits, Travis Barker. Scott is still dating women half his age. Chris is still collecting everyone's checks. Caitlyn is always still seeking media attention. Kendall Kendall launched a tequila called 818 and is dating a basketball player and remains the most normal. Kylie is pregnant with baby number two and is back with baby daddy Travis Scott. Travis Scott is being sued for a tragic Houston concert, Astrofest, where 10 people died and others were injured. Kim is also hooking up with Pete Davidson, who apparently has had sex with most white women in Hollywood. Hello? Adele is back, girlies. I mean, she teased us for maybe a year with this new body. She started dating Rich Paul, the NBA sports agent. You know, that black man she's been hanging with. And you know, I do approve of this dynamic. It is fun to see her dating around. But she dropped the first single, Easy On Me, Not Going Easy On Us, which yours truly actually did a cover of. Click around to find it. But soon after, she hit us with the 30 album, and it has had me in a chokehold ever since. I mean, it's like I want to cry daily. I've memorized the words in my house on the karaoke machine just singing away. But anyways, after that, she released the dates for the Vegas residency. And so I'm counting down the days until I can click, 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 buy VIP, and hopefully I'll see you there. While years bring tea, joy, and magic moments, it also brings sadness in the loss of some fallen legends. This year, we lost DMX, which really shook the world. Larry King, radio legend, TV legend, he did pass away as well. The brilliant actor that is Michael K. Williams. Cloris Leachman, Greg Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Prince Philip over there in England, child. Virgil Abloh, the history-breaking fashion designer, Louis Vuitton, Off-White. And the iconic Cicely Tyson. And the list goes on and on and on. And to those and beyond, may you rest in peace forever. Do y'all remember what happened in January when the white people, hi white people, stormed the Capitol building based off entitlement, racism, and a whole lot of other stuff? Oh yes. Oh yes. That was a whole hot mess. And then weeks later, we witnessed history as Kamala Harris got sworn in as the Vice President of the United States with Joe Biden, which I'm really proud of and happy to see. And I'm also happy my grandmother's got to see it. You know, she really had us saying, we did it, Joe. We did it.
We did it. We did it, Joe.
Fast forwarding and not a damn thing didn't happen. You know, people are really not happy with them as the promises that were made on the campaign have not followed through. Like, I'm still wondering what's happening with the student loans, personally. Okay? Just sitting over there on all that money. It's giving one term for both. But until then, I do think they did handle the COVID kind of crisis pretty good. Lil Nas X released his debut album, and he went number one. Well, not immediately. It took some time. But he is undoubtedly making history, and he stays at the top of the charts. He kicked off 2021 with his New York Times best-selling children's book, See Is for Country. He bought his first home in L.A. He had everyone in an uproar over his sinister video, Montero, when he had the pole. You know, he was my inspiration for my pole party that I had for my birthday this year. Everybody signed an NDA. You'll never see the footage. He did SNL. He bought a car. His industry baby video, all the gays were dressed up in pink, jail suits for Halloween. And he actually was open about a relationship, one of the open gay rappers that we have. But he did announce that him and the ex-boyfriend did take a break. Clap if you've taken a break from an ex. I love Lil Nas X. He is the one to watch. This year began on a high for Wendy Williams. How you doing? With the release of her movie and documentary that aired on Lifetime, I got to interview her, and that was a hosting high for me. She was all the buzz and remained the buzz all year. Throughout this year, we watched her give us clip-worthy moments, some concerning, and some brought us laughter. We saw her auction herself off in dating. She kept us updated with those blurry, tilted Instagram wig pictures. You know what I'm talking about. We all saw them. You know, we were zipping and zooming with her all summer long. But with season 13 here, it slowly went downhill as her return to TV kept getting delayed for COVID and health complications and other situations and then rumors of drugs and she can't walk and my heart was breaking. And her show actually went on without her with some guest hosting. A friend of mine actually went, to the show. And it was reported back to me that the energy was so interesting and somber, and it really broke my heart. But we did get some recent paparazzi video of her leaving a wellness center, seeming in good spirits, saying more Wendy stuff to come.
So any more words for the fans?
lots more Wendy stuff.
That's good to hear. Love it. Thank you.
So with that, I am hopeful for the new year and Wendy. Speaking of, did you see me as Wendy for Halloween? Okay, I really wanted to do this because of the impact that she had on my life and career. And for me, it was a moment of triumph for me, for self, stripping down from Archie and others' opinions and throwing on a bra. You know, it was weeks of planning and finding a purple chair, team collaboration, team frustration, child. But it was one of my favorite moments of my life thus far, and to receive so much positive feedback from friends, followers, and family from the Wendy staff. Hey, Norman. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Burrell. Hey, look, Mims. Okay, no, wait, Mimsar's gone. Anyways. But I say all that to say thank y'all for being a part of that. Everybody who was a part of it on set, you'll always have a place in my heart because, like, it was crazy to make it come true. And then don't get too comfortable with this because next year I'm throwing a sheet over my head and calling it a day.
How you doing?
And lastly, Rihanna. Another year with no Rihanna album. We still over here playing same old mistakes back to back to back. But she became a billionaire. She also became a hero by Barbados. Fenty is flourishing, which I still don't own, which I hear is really great. And y'all know I love a good underwear garment. Or maybe you don't. I digress. So much has happened this year in TikTok trends. You know, I be trying to Renegade. Beverly Hills Housewives, Erica Jane being sued left and right. Sidebar, I believe Erica Jane really didn't know about all the illegal happenings. You know, maybe she turned a blind eye one or two times, but I think that she did not know. You got Nicki Minaj over there, Potomac acting crazy. It's just so much happening, but you get the point. A lot has happened this year. Even on this show, we had conversations about friends with benefits, that was a key. Jay Stay Ready, who be up in Doja Cat's head, was up in here, that was a key. Brandon stopped by because Casamigos had the kids in a chokehold. A lot has happened, and Dora stopped by so much. But I want to hear from you. What were your favorite moments of 2021? If we missed some, you check me. I want to hear and keep the conversation going. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks so much for checking out this pod post. If you like this one, be sure to share, follow, subscribe, comment. I don't know where the buttons are, but do all that fun stuff. And then be sure to join me right here for the next episode. All right? I'm your boy, Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.